A quick message for the grown-ups before we begin today's show. I'd just like to take a moment to tell you about my new book, We Share This Earth. It's part of my series of books introducing the idea of community to the littlest ones in your family. This book celebrates our global community and shows through beautiful illustrations by Brooke Smart how we are all connected to each other and this gorgeous planet that we all share. So spread the love with your community this Earth Month with We Share This Earth. Available wherever books are sold.
Hi, it's me, Joni, a.k.a. Lana Del Rey, a.k.a. Dua Lipa.
And I'm Shiloh, a.k.a. Phoebe Bleepers, a.k.a. Olivia, where'd you go?
Oops, I dropped something.
What?
A new Noodle Loaf episode.
Nice one.
Oops, I dropped something else.
What else?
A new picture book called We Share This Earth. And we'll hear a song inspired by that book in this episode. Oh, I dropped something else.
A new album?
No, that was my keys.
You should be more careful.
Okay, let's get into the show parts.
To the choir.
Hold up. Joining the Noodle Loaf Choir this week are Marcel from Bainbridge Island, Washington, Van from Los Angeles, California, Nathan from Nashville, Tennessee, Ziza from Blackpool, England, and Shepherd and Shiloh from Kent, England. Together, they are from a made-up place I like to call Blackent Bangelusville.
La la la.
Let's begin today with an echo song that borrows some of the words from my brand new picture book called We Share This Earth. It's all about how people all over the world are connected, how we rely on each other, how we're all part of one big global community. April is Earth Month, a particularly good month to share this book with you, but I think all of the months are good months to read this book, like June or November. For example, this is an echo song, so all you have to do is sing what I sing after I sing it. Joni and Shiloh are in there to help you out. And you can also find this song on all the streaming platforms if you want to just listen to it later.
We share this earth.
For over 6 years, The Past and the Curious has been winning fans, sharing stories of real people from the past, and making people smile. I'm Mick Sullivan, author of I See Lincoln's Underpants, which is a book about, well, famous people's underwear. You'll find all of those stories and much more in the hundreds of episodes of The Past and the Curious. You know, quite often people will say to me, "Mick, my kid loves your show." But you know what? I love your show too. And that's what it's all about, bringing grown-ups and kids together to learn and laugh while they discover new stories about underwear saving people's lives, the origin of the swimsuit, or figures like inventor Garrett Morgan, astronomer Mariah Mitchell, or spy and baseball player Mo Berg. So if you want to get hip to the show, you can find The Past and the Curious in all the usual podcast places. The Past and the Curious with Mick Sullivan. That's me.
As I said before, that song was made out of a story that I wrote called We Share This Earth. Now it's your turn to make a story with a game we call...
You make a story. You make a story. Yeah.
To play You Make the Story, all you have to do is say a word whenever I leave a pause in the story. So if I say... My favorite thing about springtime is that you get to go outside wearing nothing but a... You could say...
Clown suit. No, a baseball glove. Oh, that's no good. I know, a smile.
You get the idea. Okay, let's begin. Once upon a time, there was a cat named... This was not a normal cat. This cat was the color... And it didn't meow. Instead, the sound it made was... One day, it was out for a walk when it ran into a little mouse named... The mouse took one look at the cat and said... The cat took one look at the mouse and said... Just then, the sky clouded over and rain started to pour on the cat and the mouse. The cat shouted, "Follow me! We can hide under the..." And away they ran. Once they were someplace dry, they fell asleep. And while they were sleeping, they both had the same dream. In their dream, they were floating on a... And they were eating. And they were singing their favorite song, which went like this. A little while later, they woke up. The rain had stopped, but their song kept going, and they sang it as they said goodbye to each other and went their separate ways. Singing this song. I bet you could make up even more songs if you tried. So let's do that with a game we call...
Karaoke. Oh, karaoke.
And here's how you play karaoke. I'll put on some music, and then I'll say a word, and all you gotta do is make up a song about the word that I say. And then I'll say another word, and you make up a song about that word. That's all there is to it. Okay, ready for your first word? Earth. Next word, neighbors. Farms. Sidewalks. Parks. Ready? Picnics. Last one, butterflies. Well done, you songwriters. Thanks for listening and for being part of celebrating the release of We Share This Earth, available now wherever books are sold or available to be borrowed, like libraries. Thanks to the kids on today's show, Marcel, Van, Nathan, Ziza, Shepherd, Joni, and not one but two Shilohs. Keep on singing, everybody. Today's show is made by me, Dan Sachs.